Maudie Brown. Father, a curate, I couldn't endure it. That's why the ladies are residing in town. 12 months ago, her modesty was quite sublime. To sit on a fellow's knee would be an awful crime. And if you should want the kiss, she'd droop her eyes like this. But now she droops them just one at a time. And every little movement has a meaning of its own. Every little movement tells a tale. When she walks in dainty hobble, at the back around here, there's a kind of wibble wobble, and she glides like this. Then the John is following her trail. But when she turns her head like so, something's doing, don't you know? Every little movement tells a tale. Down by the blue sea, cute as she could be, Maudie would go for her dip every day. Maudie had an eye for the boys, oh my, and it happened that Reggie was passing that way. When Reggie saw her, he fell in quite a trance. He too was going bathing, so he now held a chance. She didn't smile nor frown, just threw her pegmore down, then shyly shrugged her shoulders with a glance. And every little movement has a meaning of its own. Every little movement tells a tale. When she dashed into the ocean, Reggie kept close by, for to know her he'd a notion. Maudie tried to swim. Oh, I'm here, said Reggie, if you fail. And in less than half a wink, Maudie dear commenced to sink. Every little movement tells a tale. Bertie and Gertie have just tied the knot. Folks at the party, all gay and hearty, and notice the bridegroom looks anxious, eh, what? When friends and relatives depart their different ways, alone with the girlie of his heart, and no one to gaze, he turns the lights down low. She looks at him like so, then shyly with her wedding ring she plays. And every little movement has a meaning of its own. Every little movement tells a tale. When alone, no words they utter. But when midnight chimes, then their hearts begin to flutter. And she yawns like this. And stretches out her arms so frail. And the hubby full of love looks at her and points above.